This is an out loud reading of one of our latest YouTube videos. To find us, go to youtube.com/RedditReaders or click the link in the description below. Thank you so much for listening.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another post from r/entitledparents, the subreddit where people post stories of moms or dads who think that because they have kids, they're entitled to it all. Today's post: we're having a sixth kid we can't afford, so we expect you to give us your college fund. I'm 19 years old and my parents' second child. I have three brothers, 21, 13, and 7, and a sister who's 16. We grew up poor, and our parents were often dependent on financial help from relatives, friends, for raising us. This is because even though my dad has a mediocre job and my mom doesn't work, they just kept on popping out one kid after another. My parents are very religious and believe that children are a gift from God. Personally, I think that's total BS. My parents' reproductive choices wouldn't bother me if it hadn't caused mine and my siblings' lives to turn to shit. While growing up, we never had new clothes or toys. We had to accept handouts from family members who were better off. We never went out or did anything fun. To top it off, we were well aware that the rest of the family looked down on us for constantly asking for the handouts. Now, my older brother and I have managed to get into good colleges and are looking forward to a future that would be better than our parents' lives. He and I were staying at our parents' place for a while due to the COVID-19 lockdown. One morning, my parents called all five of us into the living room. My mom said she had great news. The smile that was forming on my face died a quick death when she said, "We're pregnant!" I lost my temper. I asked them how they could be so stupid and irresponsible. Do they not have enough financial troubles already that they have to bring in another mouth to feed? My older brother tried to calm me down, but I was livid. After a lifetime of scarcity because of my parents' stupidity, they still hadn't learned their lesson. I asked them how they planned to provide for the kid. My dad told me I would have to give up the money our great uncle had left me. He had left all five of us some money, which only we could access when we turned 18. I said, "Hell no! That money would help pay for my college expenses." He called me selfish for not being there for family. I told them if they couldn't provide for the kid, they should get an abortion. My mom started crying and called me a heartless monster. Dad told me he was disgusted with me. I told them there was no way I was going to pay for their stupidity, and the only thing I would be willing to pay for is a termination. What I was really worried about was my siblings' lives getting even worse. My older brother and I have escaped our parents' clutches, but the others, especially my younger sister, will be expected to help take care of this baby. No teenager deserves to have their adolescence ruined by diapers and a screaming baby. I know what it's like, as I had to go through that. It was expected of me to be an unpaid nanny to my younger brothers and sister. My older brother could go out with his friends and have fun, but I had to stay home and help give baths and feed the toddlers. I decided to get some family members involved so they could talk some sense into my parents. I called my mom's maternal cousin. She's one of my favorite people. When I told her that mom and dad were having another kid, she reacted with, "What? Again?" I told her everything and how they expected me to hand over my inheritance. She said she was going to speak to my parents and told me not to sign over anything. I promised her I wouldn't. Of course I won't. I also called two of my first cousins, one of whom is an accountant, so she could explain to my parents how much of a financial liability this baby is going to be, and try to convince them to either abort or give it up for adoption. I moved out of my parents' home a few days ago. I was only going to stay there till the lockdown was relaxed, but I just can't bear it to listen to my mom's nagging about how this baby is a blessing and that I want to kill it. I moved into a friend's basement for a minimal rent. My mom's cousin paid them a visit about a week ago and tried to tell them they weren't doing this child any favors by bringing it into a life of poverty. My mom was very rude to my aunt and told her that a woman who chose to remain barren will never understand a mother's love. My aunt never wanted kids nor had any. One of the reasons why she's my fave. My dad told her to get out. My aunt told me there was nothing she could do, but she did try, and I didn't blame her. The cousin tried to explain the economic impact this kid would have, and my mom cried about how everyone was trying to take her baby. What the F? The intervention didn't do shit. So now I've decided to cut contact with my parents. I just can't watch my family slide further and further into a hellhole. I'll be maintaining contact with my sister just to make sure my parents can't brainwash her. My older brother is going to stay in touch with all of them, which is a good thing as he can act as a link between me and the other siblings if my parents ever forbid them from talking to me. Otherwise, I'm done with these people. And that's gonna wrap up today's post. Yikes, what are you guys' thoughts, or do you have any advice for OP in this family? We would love to hear those in the comments below. If you liked the video, please leave a like or a comment. It always helps us out a lot. And if you'd like to hear more and see more posts from r/entitledparents and other subreddits when they come out on the channel, please subscribe. As always, thank you so much for watching and for listening. If you made it this far, we'll be wrapping up each Entitled Parents post with a bonus video of our own little entitled daughter. Enjoy.
You brought your dino into the kitchen. No, it's the kitchen, not the chicken. No, it's the kitchen, not the chicken. It's the kitchen, not the chicken. Kitchen.
Chicken.
I said kitchen.
Chicken!
Kitchen, not chicken.
Chicken, no.
Hey everyone, we hope you're enjoying our readings of popular Reddit posts. We love providing this service so that you can listen to these podcasts to pass the time, to fall asleep to, or to be entertained while still staying safe on your commute to work. We love to have the freedom to cover even more posts, but the recording and editing is time-consuming work and doesn't pay the bills. If you feel you're getting regular value out of these episodes, please consider supporting us with a small monthly donation. You can donate easily by visiting anchor.fm/redditreaders and clicking on Support This Podcast. Every little bit helps, even if it's just enough to cover our morning cup of coffee. As always, thank you so much for listening.